Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is the Retirement Ready Podcast with President and Founder Eric Peterson of Peterson Financial Group, Iowa's retirement specialist with an office in Des Moines. It's time to make sure that you're retirement ready.
Eric, let's talk about some retirement planning statistics. Statistics are funny, right? Einstein that said you can basically make statistics say anything that you want. But, sometimes there is some interesting nuggets in there that even if they're partly true, make you kind of scratch your head a little bit and wonder, should I maybe take this into account or not? So let's talk about a few and see how they relate to, your everyday business and the kind of folks that you see and things that you have happen in your practice, because you've been doing this for many, many years. So for example, 76% of baby boomers say they are not confident enough they have saved for retirement. Does that equate out to about what you see? So basically, 3 out of every 4 people?
Yeah. I would say that's easily. It's strange because people come in and they'll, they think that, they'll never be able to retire. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why that is. I don't know what they're reading, or maybe I think it's a lot of because financial media, their interface with their 401k retirement plan sometimes makes them feel that way. They feel inadequate about it. Comparison is a thief of joy is what I've heard, or I think that's a famous saying, right?
Right.
They talk to their neighbors and how much they have saved and all this kind of stuff, and they worry about that they don't have enough saved. And they come in, and then they don't think they're prepared, and we take them through the process and show them they can retire that day, and they're just like blown away. Say, no.
Hello.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can. But I always tell them, too, so if you log on to your 401k, I'll always say 401k, but that just means any kind of qualified plan, and all of a sudden now – it used to be you logged in, just had numbers, right? And now it's got this interactive page, and it says, "Hey, you can have this much money at retirement, or you're this much prepared for retirement. You need to save a little more." I always tell them those are all written as nudges. So a nudge is something that's kind of pushing you to go a certain direction. And so if they show you like a gauge or a scale, right? And like you're in the yellow or you want to get to the green, if you put in like 2% more, you could be here trying to put, have you put in a little bit more money, because why? Well, they make money if you put in more money. So it's a nudge to have you put more money in. I always tell them, I've told this on the radio before, and my wife hates this joke. You have to tell them, or that page, like my wife will tell me after a couple of glasses of wine in her, you don't know me, because they don't know how much money you need for retirement. They're assuming how much you need, right? Because how much you're going to spend in retirement is really personal. They don't know what your budget is. They just know how much income you make at your job, because that's reported to them. And they're basing off of that. You might spend less than that. You might spend more than that. They really don't know. So when people go through kind of a budgeting process and they get a handle on that, that's what kind of is eye-opening to them. Because they've never taken the time to go through a process to see how much they will need at retirement. That's why they think that they can't retire.
Gotcha. Okay, so fairly accurate then, 3 out of every 4. All right. How about 30% of workers say they don't know what to do with the funds they have in their 401ks?
I would say that's a little on the low side.
Okay.
But they know that they're going to spend it. They just don't know kind of how to, what's the best way to do it. What a lot of them are doing nowadays, they're just picking one of these target date funds. That's been the answer to what should I be in? And they see, okay, I'm going to retire in 2040. Oh, look, there's a fund that says 2040. That's obviously the right one to be in. And a couple of things you have to be, leery about or investigate about those target date funds, that it'll change as you get closer to that date, but it's changing from stocks to bonds, trying to become a little more safer. That's always Wall Street's answer, by the way, is move from stocks to bonds. And, bonds are safer than stocks, but they're not safe. In 2022, they actually lost around 14%, which to me is not safe. In 2023, they were flat. But is it going to go to a static at 2024? Does it keep on managing that? Does it keep on going a little bit more conservative? What is it really intended to do? I'd also argue that your allocation on your contribution should be different than your balance, you know, but that's where nuance comes in, working with an advisor. But then how do you get it out? You know, if it's all still at risk and you're taking money out, what happens if in a bad market, right? So distribution risk is really what is critical. Okay. That's what you need to work on. Yeah. And never pulling, I always say, never pull money systematically out of a 401k, because from tax planning, it's the worst, because they mandatorily have to withhold taxes from every distribution they send you, and doesn't give you any opportunity to tax or not have as much withheld to send to the government for an interest-free loan, because you may not pay that much tax. You may not be paying 20% in taxes, but they're required to withhold that much when you take it out of a 401k.
Gotcha. Okay. So, and again, a lot of people, you know, they kind of aren't sure what to do when they get one in a job. So we typically will do something like the target date fund, because it's just an easy thing and we're not really sure how to, you know, go about picking these things. So I think that one's probably pretty accurate. Like you said, it could be a little on the low side as well. 46% of workers leave the workforce earlier than they planned, and about half the time it's because of health issues. I could definitely see this being accurate, maybe even a little low.
That's right. And it may not be health issues of them, but it might be health issues of family.
True. Oh, fair. Yeah.
Leaving the workforce to take care of a parent, this usually falls on the shoulders of the female of the couple. Just a whole laundry list of things that can occur that way. But yes, sometimes it's not up to you. Sometimes your body does this. Or
you might want to work as long as you want to work, but yeah. Your knees or something, depending on your job, for example, just say no.
Yeah, true. So, you know, plan for that. But, you know, with today's economy, too, there are ways that you can work that don't require, you know, you to be standing 8-9 hours a day either, right? And the gig economy or working from home or, you know, those types of things. But also some people, when they've gone through this and find out, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm okay, even though I was needed to leave because of a health issue or something like that, we're financially okay. Again, it's all based on spending. That's what people don't look at. They look at the other side of the equation, how much I have saved, not what I'm spending. It really drives your plan successfully is how much you're spending.
I think at the end of the day, right, you have to think about that. Even if you're totally happy with what you do, you have to have some sort of an exit strategy in the event, you know, that health does kind of derail whatever your plan is. I mean, Eric, I mean, I know you want to keep working as long as, and you've got many years to go, but you want to keep working because you enjoy what you do. But, you know, you're also going to have some sort of a plan in place, especially for your clients, in the event that, you know, your health says otherwise. And that's just being smart.
I'm an associate advisor that can take over. We're interviewing currently another one, might add a couple more, just because of that fact, right? If something does happen, I'm taking steps to improve my, not my physical health, my mental health. I owe it to not only my family, but also my clients.
Well, and yourself too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm in line with that,
You should keep yourself in there.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, but I plan on doing this because I do enjoy it, but I'll, you know, probably slow down a little bit. But, yeah, so there are contingencies in place should I not be able to perform at the level that I want to perform at.
Yeah.
You know, I have staff, clients interact with them more than they interact with me anyways, because I'm doing this. I'm on the radio, I'm on TV, I'm teaching, you know, I'm planning, meeting with existing clients, all that kind of stuff. So people need me. They want to talk to me. They may call and say, hey, I want to talk to Eric. Okay. What time next week is available? Why don't you talk to him today? Well, you can't talk to him today, but, you know, five
right,
or four
on the radio
people
right
can talk
now.
To you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to talk to them more. You talk to me if you need something immediately. You know, a lot of times it's processing stuff that could be done. You know, I need to take a withdrawal. Okay, well, that's someone else that handles that, not Eric. So building up a team that way, that's how it would work here.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's keep going with our retirement planning statistics. A couple more here before we jump out and take a break. 515-226-1500 if you'd like to get yourself onto the calendar so that you're not a statistic when it comes to some of the other things that we know as far, especially like that first one, not feeling confident enough to retire or have saved enough to retire. Find out by getting that retirement readiness review at 515-226-1500. Only 24% of retirees work with a financial advisor of some sort. Actually, that feels high to me. It feels like a lot of people probably aren't working with a financial professional, maybe should be, but what do you think?
I see it a little few points higher than that, what I see.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good then.
But sometimes it's through like a toll-free number, like it's an add-on that they have through their 401k at work. But they're not working with a face-to-face advisor.
Yeah,
what
yes.
they're working with is someone they may be setting an asset allocation on their 401k.
Well, that's true. It does say number. Of some sort. So, yeah, I guess anything versus someone like yourself who specializes in retirement, it could be just some sort of financial advice.
Right. And they feel that they go, oh, I have a financial advisor, because they told them, okay, be in this thing and this thing and this thing. I was like, but do they ask you to look at your tax return? Oh, no, they don't. It says here to consult your tax advisor. Okay, because they're not doing holistic planning. What they're doing is you're talking to someone to help you with an asset allocation on this one thing. They didn't ask you about other accounts that you have outside or anything like that. That's not really planning. That's just helping you with this one product.
Gotcha.
So if you want full planning, they're going to want to see everything that you have. Now, we take a look at everything, and some accounts will say, yeah, just keep that outside. You know, no reason for us to manage it or anything like that. Like 529 plans. We'll talk to you about them, but there's no reason to have that in allocation because it's a plan earmarked for a specific task, which is paying for these college educations, right? You may say, okay, use this portfolio versus that portfolio, so if it's one of the state-based ones, but it's not something we're going to bring in-house and manage on our platform, because it's not earmarked for retirement. It's earmarked for paying for college education for a kid or a grandkid. Or sometimes you'll have, you know, insurances that are in place that are fine. So yeah, leave those alone. And if we're not licensed with that company, we'll say keep it. And when you get your statement, bring it in. We'll take a look at it, make sure it's still going to be okay. So it's just, but knowing that you have it, so we can put it in your plan and say, okay, yeah, if something happens, you know, you have this here and that there, that's holistic planning. Looking at your tax return, you know, diving into your documents for your long-term care plan, your trust, those types of things, just to make sure you got everything in the right order. That's what holistic planning is. So I would say advisory apps, just someone on a toll-free line, is not the same thing.
You've been listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast. If you have questions about what you've heard on today's podcast and would like to schedule a complimentary retirement readiness review with Eric Peterson and the team at Peterson Financial Group, call now. 515-226-1500 is the number to dial. That's 515-226-1500. They are Iowa's retirement specialists and standing by to help you achieve your financial and retirement goals. Want to ask a question online? Visit the team at AskEricPeterson.com. Thanks for listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast, making sure that you're retirement ready.
Did you know that Eric Peterson also has a radio show? Tune in to the Retirement Ready Radio Show, Sundays at noon on AM 1040. WHO.
Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.